You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 16 and verse 10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Somehow you feel that a little compromise on a little matter does not matter. You think that this is not such a serious issue, so it will be okay to just lie to cover up. Did you see what the Bible says? This is Jesus. He said, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. If in little matters you are compromising, you will compromise in big matters. So God will not allow you to handle big matters. You may think this is just a small issue. I'm just applying, and I was born in 1979. So let me just put there 1989. It doesn't change much. It's just a little change of age. You are unjust in little, so you will be unjust in much. God does not wait for big things to come to your life to test you. He tests you in little things. I'm telling you, if God wants to use your life very greatly, it is in ordinary things that your tests and trials will come. It's not in big things. It could be in something as little as you borrow money from somebody. Do you have the integrity to return it as at the time you agreed? Or do you have the sense that you should call the person and say, sorry, I'm to pay back your money today. Something has happened. I deeply apologize. I'm deeply sorry. I'm working to ensure I pay it today or as soon as I can pay it. You see, those little things, they matter. Stop waiting for big thing to come to prove your faithfulness. God is already proving your faithfulness. When David was being prepared to fight Goliath, he had to fight a lion. He had to have a heart where he could defend, he could put his life on risk to save a sheep from a lion. He could have neglected it and said, let the lion have it. But he defended that one sheep. You can now understand why he became the great shepherd in Israel. It was in ordinary things that God used to prepare him. Just ordinary things. Joseph was going to become a king, but God was preparing him as a slave. He was learning leadership as a slave. His faithfulness, being a slave, was what shot him to become the king in Egypt. Don't undermine little things. Don't think that some things are too little. Let me compromise. Now, look at what he says. He says, he who is faithful in what is least. Many people don't take things serious. They ask you to lead Bible study. You think it's a small matter. You will just look for something. When it is late, you'll now be looking for something. And you think God is going to commit something great into your hand. They ask you to lead choir. You don't know that it's something you must take and do it with all your heart. Every little things that is being committed to your hand, even ordinary posting, your duty is just to post. That whatever they do, you just post it here. You don't know you should take it serious. You should do it with all of your heart. The scripture says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your heart. It didn't say when you find great things to do, do it with all your heart. It says whatever your hand finds to do. Jesus is showing us the secret of God's promotion. That it is in little things. So you will see a man that God is committing big things into his hand. You are wondering, what does he do? What is he doing that you cannot do? What you didn't realize is that man was faithful in little things. When he was alone with a lady, he was faithful. He didn't defy that lady. When he was to wash plate in the house, he washed those plates. He washed it very well, rinsed them very well. He was faithful in little things. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.